Jeannie Bauman joins us right now with Bloomberg Law. Jeannie, I want to talk about all of these entities first. Is it a vaccine war? I mean, do you as a grizzled reporter look at Lilly and J&J and Moderna and Oxford over in England? Is it like a race to the moon? What's going on here?
All collaborating together, as far as I understand, through that NIH program. They have to have an acronym, so it's called ACTIV, but with no E. But they've all been working together. There is a race to get a vaccine out under Operation Warp Speed. But as far as I know, they are actually collaborating in sort of an unusual way, as is not what they usually do.
I don't know who's going to play you in the movie in 5 years, but it'll be great. Jeannie, Lilly, you're focused on Eli Lilly right now. We all know them folks. Lilly's the one that came up with how you coat these pharmaceuticals a million years ago. What's the Lilly distinction?
So they're actually working on, instead of a vaccine, they're working on monoclonal antibodies, because they already have Gilead has remdesivir that's shown promise, and as well as the anti-inflammatory dexamethasone. I'm sure you know about that. But those are for patients that are late stage. They're on ventilators. They need they're in hospitals. There isn't a lot for that. We don't know. We have a lot of unknowns about patients with mild symptoms or moderate cases of COVID. So the idea with these monoclonal antibodies is that they could potentially help people with, milder cases, even people who don't need to be hospitalized or people who might need to be hospitalized and don't need an oxygen.
Yeah, so Jeannie, so where is Lilly in this in terms of testing?
So they actually just announced yesterday that they started a clinical trial with NIH. So there are two studies. One is for people in hospitals, but with milder cases, and then another one is for outpatient. And so the the outpatient one, they both just started yesterday, but they're hopefully going to move quickly to phase 3 study, the big study. Right now, they're sort of in the mid-stage clinical trial.
Interesting. Jeannie Bauman, thank you so much. Expert on this data. I'm sorry, Paul, I think it's still a race to the moon. Jeannie Bauman there on the race to the moon.